Radio Network. Okay, we're in overdrive right now with Max Kaiser. And yes, the neocons are all out in force calling for espionage charges against the media, including the New York Times. Government is putting telescreens in the Walmarts, Mall of America. We are literally, it's like they're using 1984 as a playbook. Max Kaiser, your take on the TSA and invading the countryside now, the telescreens that are in London and now the U.S., and the point you were making about how that this is their internet media 9/11. Please continue.
Well, Alex, you live in a penal colony called the United States of America. You know, it's a penal colony. The citizens there live in prison. It's a penal colony. I would never visit. I haven't been there in 10 years. People say, come on, visit. Come back. I say, why would I visit a penal colony? It's like going to Devil's Island or some, you know, lockdown prison. That's not my idea of fun. I mean, it's become a joke. People who live outside the America now refer to America and laugh out loud.
What do you mean? But hold on, Max. Joke. Max, I mean, let's be fair. You're losing your freedoms in Europe, England. This is a worldwide tyranny. After all, Devil's Island was a French prison outfit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't see, this Walmart thing with people like asking you to tattletale on your shopper, like your shopper next to you might be a terrorist. Tell the people.
Imagine it's Homeland Security,
the information technology companies, the defense contracting companies. They ran out of third world countries to corrupt. They bankrupted the rest of the world. Now they're going to bankrupt America. And this is the big joke, is that you got all these Americans stampeding on themselves to go shopping on Black Friday, killing themselves to be a spectacle from network TV that has utter contempt on Americans and treats them like performing stunt pigs. And says, look at these pigs killing themselves for a deal on food and milk. Isn't that hilarious?
Well, I've got
a joke.
I've got to agree.
It's still living there and not migrating out of there. It's the same thing back in Nazi Germany. Why did the Jews stay behind? They said it couldn't happen to us. It could never happen to us. That we are citizens of this country. It's a democracy. They'll never put us in jail. And they got all burned to death. What do you think is going to be happening in America? It's going to be the final solution. People have no ability to make money. There's no benefit to these people. Like Joe Lieberman, who's now investigating the New York Times for espionage, will come out and say, I believe in the final solution. I'm Joe Lieberman. We need to incinerate poor Americans today, or we're going to be overcome by our poverty. That's where they're headed. If you're still there in 2 years' time, there's a risk you'll be burnt to death in a government-owned oven. Get out now.
Well, it is true that we have more people in our prisons than dozens of other major nations combined. We have four times what China
has. The incarceration rate of America, it's the number one. It's the biggest growth population in America is the prison population, and increasingly that's where they're getting all their cheap labor, is the prison labor population. Who do you think is manufacturing all the license plates and Trotskys that they're selling overseas? It's the prisoners that they put in prison with those three strike you're out rule. All the private prison operators like Prison Corps of America own the restaurants and the hotels. You go to prison, you end up eating in the restaurant. The profit centers are you be in prison. That's the most profitable business, prisons and casinos. You see now that head of the Democrats, wants to legalize gambling in America, online poker, of course, because they want everyone to be degenerate.
Yeah, you predicted that. It's hellish.
Why are you living there? You got to get out of there. I don't think there's any nobility in being a guy, the last guy into the incinerator. I don't think there's anything noble about it. I think you should get out to protect yourself and your family. Go to another country. There's plenty of opportunities elsewhere in the world, and it's not that hard to expatriate and say, to hell with you. I'm not going to participate in your gulag casino nightmare. I'm going to go to some other country. Go to Chile. Chile is a fantastic country these days. Go to South America. Go to Central America. There's plenty of opportunities in around the world. The U.S. has become a penal colony. Why would you voluntarily go to a penal colony? It makes no sense.
Have you expatriated?
Well, it's in the process. You know, it's very, very difficult to sever ties with the U.S. completely. It's a very long, drawn-out process.
Yeah. Max, we'll talk to you again very soon. Big success with the silver move there. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with retransmission when I call Homeland Security live on air and report the real terrorists. That's coming up.
Learned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned food. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is maintaining well above the $30 mark. It's trying to push up towards its 1980 high. We've got Max Kaiser popping in for about 15 minutes towards the end of the last hour to continue to track what's happening on that front. We have Wayne Madsen coming on in the first half of the third hour to give us his latest take and research on the ongoing gigantic story of WikiLeaks and the arrest and now denial of bail of Mr. Assange. And we've got a researcher who's written an amazing book, Ron McDonald, also co-wrote it with Robert Rowan, medical doctor. They own it all, including you, coming up to get into the whole monetary situation in the second hour today. Okay, let me just mention the different stacks of news I have here that I'm going to cover in detail in this hour and then go back through with our guest in the second and third hour today. Republicans have achieved their top goal in Obama tax cut plan. We're going to be looking at what these tax cuts really mean. Overall, this is very good news and shows massive grassroots pressure. And that's one of the few areas that will cause stimulation because it is people making $100,000 a year, $125,000 a year individually, quarter million a year as couples that hire most people and keep most of the small businesses going. So that's certainly some positive news. But if you don't write off the $1.5 quadrillion, $600 trillion of that reportedly owed by the American people through fraud to the central banks, nothing will fix it. You know, this is a Band-Aid on a severed leg. But still a Band-Aid, I guess, with a leg spring, gouts of blood is better than nothing. It's at least 1 degree back in the right direction. We'll be breaking down the details of that. Also, Americans are outraged as Big Sis launches DHS Invasion of Society. That's the PrisonPlanet.com headline. Up on Infowars.com, the article gets into the fact that the Big Sis invasion of Walmart is the open rollout of what Obama announced, the civilian security force. So we're going to be talking about that. The Drudge Report is just amazing. It is the biggest single news website in the world, hands down. Overall ratings-wise, I guess the Huffington Post has a few more visitors, but they have thousands of articles and videos a day. It's all fractured. It's a community there. Drudge is like 30, 40 articles, and that's it. And it's almost as big as the Huffington Post. So it's just amazing the amount of coverage news gets there and how it sets the agenda. It broke at about 1 o'clock Central that they're invading Walmart with the telescreens. As we predicted, it's now happening, literally shouting orders at you. And the opening message is Big Sis telling you to spy on other shoppers. But it's going to be now, are there illegal guns? Does your neighbor spank their child? Does someone smoke marijuana? Your license plates are going to be digital soon with government messages being flashed on them and people that are wanted. Billboards on the sides of the road are already doing this with toll-free numbers to report illegal guns and, quote, terrorists. Then the carpet cleaner, this happened to me, sees the billboard saying report illegal guns. They're in your house and see a gun case and call the police because they think your shotgun's illegal. I mean, this is the total Stasi takeover of this nation. I want to break down all the facets of that. But the point is, I got off air yesterday, went and did some errands before I came back to the office and then did some more errands, listened to San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, syndicated and local radio. All any of them were covering was the Drudge Report, who just got a press release from Big Sis about how they're going to put in 800-plus Walmarts, telescreens at the checkout counters everywhere where you're a captive audience being bossed around by a federal government now putting telescreens out of 1984 in marketplaces. I'm going to break this down coming up later after I get into the WikiLeaks info. So we're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into silver, now surging past 30. Gold surging to close to its all-time high of $1,420-plus. And the announcements worldwide that they are going to completely basically devalue the dollar, like Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic. But just finishing up with the fact that I heard mainline talk show hosts saying this is 1984, this is Stasi society. If Big Sis wants me to report something, I'll report the fact that I don't trust the government, it's out of control. Everything I was thinking, the points I was making yesterday, people independently were all making the exact same points. And I saw it on the YouTube comments on the Homeland Security video site, 99%+. In fact, I saw no one. Yesterday or last night, I was obsessed with it, reading hundreds and hundreds of comments. No one on the official Homeland Security YouTube with her message for Walmart that's going into the Walmarts. Everyone, I say 99 because there might be one in there I missed. Everyone said, you're a thug. It's a takeover. This is the domestic police force. This is to make us not trust each other, but see big government as our mommy and our daddy. Governor Ridge 2 years ago or a year and a half ago admitted that the government put out fake terror alerts. Why don't you protect the border, you witch? I mean, it was America is starting to wake up. Because when I tune in to Jeff Ward on 590, and it sounds like the Alex Jones Show, and I tune into WOAI in San Antonio, and it sounds like the Alex Jones Show, and I tune into WBAP in Dallas, and it sounds like the Alex Jones Show. I mean, I pulled in last night about 7 at home and was sitting in the car for like 30 minutes just going through the dial, every show talking about it. Now, I did hear one caller to 590. He could barely talk. Out of scores of callers calling in, ranting, sounding just like yours truly, I heard one caller call in, and the poor guy literally sounded almost like he was mentally retarded. And he would thought, well, you know, there are a lot of people. That's how he talked. He said, there are a lot of people in Walmart. It's the biggest retailer. And Al-Qaeda might try to hit it. I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I ought to call Thomas McDonald, who runs Ward's show, I think he gets in about now, and ask him. It was, when I heard that call, it was about 5:30 or so. He'll know the caller. It was the one caller. And he was, because, I mean, you know, I've gotten calls from 590 before and played them here. I mean, you cannot underestimate the level of the of some people's ignorance. He was like, Al-Qaeda might try to hit it. We need these screens in there because they're going to try to hit us inside the Walmart, and we need to be safe. And the host was like, but the borders are wide open. I mean, the terrorists could hit anywhere. None of this is going to stop anything. It's going to cause a bunch of paranoia.
No, I think it's a good idea that the, you know, because the Al-Qaeda might hurt our country by blowing up Walmart. They might make a bomb.
Well, yeah, an asteroid from Pluto might come kill us all tomorrow. Green aliens might land and eat your brain, pal. Leprechauns might come and put you in the oven tonight. I mean, it.
He literally couldn't hardly talk.
He really thinks there's Al-Qaeda under the desk trying to come up and suck blood out of his feet like a vampire. Now, that was a medieval fable they told children, that keep your feet under the covers because vampires will come up and drink blood out of your feet in the middle of the night. And, I mean, you might as well tell the public that. We're putting up telescreens to warn about vampires. I mean, it's as real as that. You got a better chance of being killed by a terrorist. You got a better chance of being killed by bees every year, over 100 people die on average, than you do being killed by terrorists. And then every time you research terrorism, it's almost all staged and manufactured. But the good news is, not one comment on the official DHS, and you ought to see all the other videos. DHS has a YouTube channel. In fact, guys, will you pull it up so I can show it to people? It'll be the page that has the YouTube linked in our article. 1984 arrives in America. It's the first video that Drudge is linked to. Drudge did link to us. We took the press release that Drudge posted. We posted it, but found the video, and then he linked to us instead of himself. Thanks a lot, Matt Drudge. You're amazing. I think Drudge is starting to really get on the team here in the fight against the globalist. Somebody's really supercharged his awakening. I mean, he's always been awake. He was awake before a lot of us were to overall big government tyranny, but just amazing. But they have an official, you can go to Infowars.com or the Drudge Report and click on it. 1984 arrives in America. In the first video, you can go to that YouTube channel. And I went through scores, I mean, more than 15 or so, of the DHS videos. And they've got a video up there where they're talking about getting rid of the 10-4 codes to totally federalize police. Every comment says you're federalizing, you're taking over, you're standardizing, we know what you're doing. You go to other videos. Every person sees right through them. No one agrees with you, Ceausescu. Blow up the handle of the site for me. I want to be able to tell folks who are listening on the radio, thank you, the actual YouTube address of Homeland Security. Again, it's a Walmart public service announcement, and it's U.S. Homeland Security. That is the handle name, and no one agrees with it. In fact, scroll down. I haven't looked at it in a few hours. Let's see what the latest comments are. Blow that up for me. Thank you. Here's what I heard. We are begging you all to spy on your neighbors for us because we are yet another useless, bloated federal organization busy destroying our rights as American citizens under the guise of security. Furthermore, I would be remiss if I didn't engage in a little and point out that Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, and Mao all did the same thing we are witnessing here with DHS. Here's the next quote. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Welcome to 1984, boys and girls. Here, let's go to the next comment. We are in trouble. The next comment. Attention, fat, inbred Walmart shoppers. If you see anything suspicious, report it to SS officers stationed at the customer service desk. Cattle cars are waiting to take reported suspects. Folks, you can read for hours. There's thousands of comments. They are having comments every few seconds. Every one of them gets it. And I was clicking on all the commenters' handles. They're liberals. They're conservatives. They're black. They're white. They're Asian. They're European. They're Jewish. They're Japanese. No one buys it. But this arrogant lunatic thinks they can come out and go, we are putting telescreens in there to watch you. Yes, we are going to have you tattle on your neighbors. It is freedom. We are going to stick our hands down your pants. Make no mistake, they are going to put civilian corps in all the shops. They've already said it. I've been telling you this. It's in Police State for the Rise of FEMA. They don't care, though, if you know they're a bunch of crooks. They want to get tyranny out in the open because they don't care. They're going to try to enforce it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Yeah, I said I would get into the whole 1984 arrives in America scenario with the telescreens, and I will do that before the hour ends, but I've basically already started ranting about it. The good news is there is almost a 100% revulsion and disgust with this, and almost no one is going to buy it. But see, the globalists admit that they're trying to shock us, putting their hands down our pants, body scanning us, making people remove colostomy bags, making women remove prosthetic breasts who've had them amputated with mastectomies, making people raise their dresses in public. They know it's outrageous. They're breaking your will. And they don't care if it freaks you out. It's meant to freak you out. The public reason we're told this is being done is because they want to keep us safe. But it's about making us not trust each other for the dumbed down population. But for everybody else, it's meant to make us paranoid of government and go, whoa, we are in a tyranny. Whoa, they do have secret police. I better shut up and go along. So then we'll be angry about it, but expect it to happen. That, oh, now there's citizen spies. Now there's InfraGuard. Now there's clergy response team. Now there's the Boy Scouts. I remember 4 years ago it started coming out that the Boy Scouts in mainstream news are training for door-to-door gun confiscation, the Explorer Scouts, and to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans. And they have drills with Homeland Security where they practice literally going in and killing veterans in their homes. New York Times writes it with a straight face, shows a photo montage, how great it is. The veterans are cast as evil gun owners who are violent, but the 14-year-olds, they go in and take them out. That's being done under the auspices of federal funds through SecureCorps, which is a division of AmeriCorps. And this was going on under Bush. Now it's expanding under Obama. And so they're getting the young, dumb people and also very poor, very ignorant blue-collar people who can't find any other jobs, and they're throwing them in jumpsuits and giving them weapons. And so now you're just seeing the emergence of this. Like, oh, look at those billboards telling me to watch my neighbors. Oh, they're at public high schools and junior highs and middle schools and colleges. It's in the news. We're getting emails pouring in where they're handing out. In fact, I had a copy of it. It was taken off my desk last night. Will you guys bring me that color printout of the if you see something, report it? Or, oh, you know what? I gave it to Aaron last night for the video he's putting together. He's got the printout. Thank you. And it shows this guy looking suspiciously for terrorists in a crowd of people. And he looks like he's about 20 years old. And they're handing these out in the high schools, the colleges, and telling them, report anything suspicious to the threat fusion centers. So now they're priming the pump with, oh, thank you, 18-year-old. Thank you, 15-year-old. You reported a suspicious van. Would you like to work with us informing on other things? And now Napolitano has actually announced this. In fact, here's the printout. I'll show you a document cam shot of it. It says, did you see something suspicious? Commuting to work or grabbing some lunch? Then say something to local authorities to make it right. Report suspicious activity. So I'm going to give you the number. Let's report the dancing Israelis on 9/11. Let's report the NORAD stand down. Let's report the fact that Cheney was in a stand down in the bunker, according to Mr. Mineta, the head of the Transportation Department. Let's report that foreign banks have stolen trillions of dollars. Let's report that Building 7, that we have CNN footage of CNN saying they're going to blow up Building 7, the police saying get back, and then they blow it up. Let's call them and offer to email them those online video clips. Let's report on all the suspicious activity, the face scanning cameras going up, all the surveillance. Let's report on the borders being wide open and AP reporting that Homeland Security hired illegal aliens to build a few miles of show fence, or that when they arrest illegal aliens who've caused in the U.S. and Mexico 28,000 deaths in the last 2 years, more deaths per year than Vietnam. I mean, let's report that there's illegal aliens. You see illegal aliens running around at day labor sites or in your neighborhood looking around, breaking into things like's happening in my neighborhood. Call the Threat Fusion Center and say, hey, listen, I know you just want us to all spy on each other, but I want to report the MIAC and Homeland Security report that said veterans are the number one enemy of America. I think the government's corrupt and out of control, so I want to report your bosses. 877-428-5324. In fact, maybe I should call them live on air and report a criminal government. Maybe later I'll do that, coming up in the last hour or so. Maybe I should call and report suspicious activity, 877-428-5324, and let them know that we're fully aware that their bosses staged 9/11. We're fully aware that they've imploded the banks by design. We're fully aware that the government's been taken over by terrorists.
who wrote Operation Northwoods, the stage Gulf of Tonkin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines right, of the info war.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. The Drudge Report is linked to our article, 1984 arrives in America, and that's got the video press release of Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, the homeland. I mean, this is so Orwellian in every case. It's as if they're using the book as a handbook. This is all about setting up citizen spies, the TSA being at all bus terminals, train stations, highways, inside schools. They've announced this years ago. Now they're rolling out at over 800 Walmart locations at the checkout counter, Janet Napolitano giving you messages about spying on other people shopping, training us to be spies, not to trust each other. This is all part of InfraGuard, Secure Corps. It's all part of the, quote, infrastructure protection. Meanwhile, our borders are literally wide open, especially the southern border, where there's been over 20,000, 28,000 now deaths in the last 2 years, more deaths, than again, per year in Vietnam, but they don't care. That's not the issue. They're here training us that basically anyone could be a terrorist and that the government's got to have this surveillance state in place and actual telescreens right out of 1984 on the street corners, on the billboards. Take the Schwarzenegger movie, The Running Man, with billboards saying report terrorist, big video billboards. In every dystopic book or film, this is the hallmark. Well, now in Walmart, you know, we've got falling prices and falling freedom and rising tyranny. I mean, this is out of control. And we have Homeland Security putting up billboard signs, handing these out in high schools, colleges, all over the country, these sheets that say, if you see something, say something, as if we're idiots. And I was talking to one of the guys in the office who works in sound equipment, and one morning was putting boxes in a truck with people, they're white guys. Can you imagine if it had brown skin? And a guy pulls up the pickup truck with one of the bumper stickers that said terrorist hunting license and says, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you loading in there? And they said sound equipment. And he goes, I'm just making sure you're not Al-Qaeda. So you've got a better chance of dying from a bee sting, over 100 a year die from that, than dying of terrorism. But they're saying spy on everybody, and now we're going to have government announcements being pumped through the telescreens at Walmart and other retailers, and California's announced they're coming out with digital license plates that have wanted signs on it and flashes government messages. And now the FCC, this is out of the Hill newspaper, pushes to regulate news, and they openly say they want to shut down talk radio and alternative media and censor the Internet, and you're going to have to get government approval to have a talk show. They're just announcing it all. America is becoming East Germany. We first wrote about this months ago in June. Kurt Nemo did, FCC stealth plan to censor Internet content. Kurt's got a new report out, FCC to push to Sovietize broadcast media in America. I'm going to play a video clip of one of the top people in the FCC openly saying this. I mean, they're really going for broke. So, Homeland Security wants us to report on the terrorist and on who's corrupt. And they say, did you see something suspicious? Communicate to work. Again, it says, did you see something suspicious? Commuting to work or grabbing some lunch? Then say something to local authorities to make it right. A federal announcement. And the TSA showing up on the streets of America, groping people. It's popping up on local news all over the nation. Texas, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, California. I mean, this is a federal takeover of society. They're recruiting citizen spies, you name it. And when you look at the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we got more than a year and a half ago from good law enforcement, and it was later confirmed by mainstream media, Homeland Security admitted they'd done this, that the number one focus is gun owners, conservatives, and returning veterans. Now, if that isn't a creepy, authoritarian, out-of-control government acting like a bunch of villains, I don't know what is. So, Homeland Security wants you to report where you think terrorism is coming from. Well, we have Operation Northwoods. The mainstream ABC News has covered it. U.S. government plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. And we have Gulf of Tonkin admittedly being staged to get us into Vietnam. We have Fox News exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, Anwar al-Awlaki. Maybe the first American on the CIA's kill or capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of military brass at the Pentagon within months of September 11th, hanging out with the Secretary of the Army. So, he was number three in Al-Qaeda at the time. He's number one under bin Laden today. He handled the underwear bomber, the Fort Hood shooter. He literally runs these people, but then he's always protected, and then it turns out he's working with the U.S. government so they can take our rights. So shouldn't that be reported to Homeland Security? Shouldn't all the new NIST videos that have been released that show firemen talking about bombs in other buildings or that show police saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, shouldn't all that be reported to Homeland Security? So I'm going to call this public number. They've got this on telescreens at Walmart. They're handing it out at high schools, middle schools. Now they're handing it out at colleges. And so I'm going to call this public number right now on air. We're going to call Homeland Security right now, and I'm going to report to them who the real terrorists are, just like I did 2 months before 9/11 when I said, call the White House, call Congress. They're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their asset, bin Laden. Remember that on record? Well, I'm going to call them now, and I'm going to report the crime here live on air. Go ahead and start dialing them, men. Says, did you see something suspicious commuting to work or grabbing some lunch? Then, you know, call Homeland Security. This is the threat fusion centers. Give them something to do so they can find likely spies. Give me a document can shot here.
Hello?
Hey, this is Alex Jones calling. Is this Homeland Security?
It's not.
Is this?
The FBI.
It's the FBI. Oh, same thing. You're under the Homeland Security.
Can I help you?
Yes, we're broadcasting worldwide, and Walmart's putting in the telescreens. I wanted to report key information concerning the attacks of 9/11 and further attacks.
What's your information?
Okay, again, my name is Alex Jones, and I wanted to read to you open source material, exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, maybe the first American on the CIA's killer capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of the military brass at the Pentagon within months of 9/11. And this is when he was on the news as a number three in Al-Qaeda, meeting secretly with Pentagon brass, and he admittedly has run the Fort Hood shooter, the underwear bomber, all of these people. Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, on the flight back from Amsterdam, reported that he saw government helping him get on the plane. That was later confirmed by the Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, that an unnamed U.S. agency was ordered to help get the underwear bomber on the plane. I want to report the Pentagon and the U.S. government for their history of staging terror attacks, including the Gulf of Tonkin to start the Vietnam War. I want to report Operation Northwoods. I want to be able to send you the newscast that were live of the police saying, get back, that the government was going to blow up Building 7 on 9/11. So will you take my report here, or who can I call to report who the terrorists are?
I'll provide you with an email address. Hold on, please.
And see, everybody, they want to put us on lists. They want to do all this. Call them all the time. We know who the terrorists are. We know who ordered the FBI to stand down and call dozens of FBI agents in Arizona, in Florida, and in Minnesota off of the terrorist. Are you back, sir? Because I'm here to report the terrorists since they've got telescreens going in at Walmart's. Hello? Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not putting up with it anymore. We need to get in these people's faces and let them know that we're fully aware who's staging the terror attacks. Doesn't matter. Worldwide polls already show 83% Angus and Reid, New York Times poll. Question the official.
Okay, sir, I'm back.
Official live 9/11. Yes, can I have your name, please?
I'm the duty agent.
The duty agent? Where is this particular threat fusion center located that I just happened to be dialed into?
I work in Atlanta, sir.
So this didn't geolocate to the threat fusion center in Austin. It sent it to the FBI headquarters, or is this a threat fusion command base?
I don't know how you initiated your call, sir. I happen to be in Atlanta, and I'll provide you with that mailing address now if you're prepared to come.
Yes. In fact, guys, can I have a pen? I forgot to get one. We are going to put that mailing address out. Please give us the mailing address.
P.O. Box 98128 in Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip code is 30359.
Can you give that to me one more time? Sorry, I'm writing.
P.O. Box 98128, Atlanta, Georgia, 30359.
Sir, you've certainly heard that Anwar al-Awlaki is behind all the latest terror attacks. Do you find it interesting? Do you think I should have called?
I'm not going to discuss that with you now. If you have any information we need to review, we would like to take a look at it. Just go ahead and mail it to that address.
So everybody should mail you Fox and AP that the top terrorist works for the government. Okay. Maybe he's hanging out at your office. Okay. Thank you. I mean, hell, if he's at the Pentagon, why not be at your office? Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So, let me give you that number again for anybody out there that wants to call 877-428-5324. I mean, let's tell them where the terrorists are. Let's mail them disc with the CNN and all the other newscasts with the police going, get back. They're bringing 7 down. Silverstein saying, yeah, we gave the order to blow it up and watch it come down. I mean, let's send it all to them. But see, it's all part of a little false power trip of how, oh, they're keeping America safe. Give me a break. Oh, and they care about the veterans as the government announces they're going to take their pension funds and their health care from veterans. New York Times tells us what a great idea it is. I want to finish up with the TSA information right now. This video, again, is linked up on the Drudge Report right now. If you go to thedrudgereport.com, it's the easiest way to find it. It's already scrolled off the front page on Infowars.com. It's TV monitors at checkouts with government message. You click on that, and Drudge links to us. And it has 1984 arrives in America. You can see Big Sis's message, one of thousands to come, droning and giving us orders about how much the superstate loves us and how great the economy is and how wonderful and the government loves us, but don't trust your neighbors. And under that, I have the headline, Walmart invasion, part of larger DHS takeover of America. We're going to go ahead and roll this five-minute video, then I'm going to come back and get into WikiLeaks. We got key intel on that. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Mind control alert. Mind control alert.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
Well, it's here. 1984 in America. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back. There is no doubt that we're in deep trouble as a society. The head of Homeland Security, Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, has now come out and announced that over 800 Walmarts in the next month are going to install telescreens at the checkout scanner with different federal orders to spy on the other people shopping.
That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately.
Homeland Security is putting up billboards all over the country that say, if you see something suspicious, communicate it. Okay, well, I'm going to communicate something to you, Homeland Security. I see it suspicious that trillions of dollars have come up missing and the private Federal Reserve won't tell Congress where it's gone, and it turns out it's foreign banks and corporations. I find all the corruption in government that's growing out of control to be suspicious. No wonder you want to distract us with all your fables about terrorist boogeymen. For anybody who studied history, this is completely obvious. We are going into hardcore tyranny.
Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff. If you need help, ask a Walmart manager for assistance.
This is Big Brother on steroids. And folks, this is not a surprise to people that have been reading our sites, because Homeland Security for at least 2 years has been on record starting these Viper teams and checkpoints in Boston and New York City and Miami. It's on the local news showing them doing the grope downs, grabbing people's genitals, patting them down on the streets of America. This is wrong on so many fronts. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment.
Our Tampa police and federal government agencies are teaming up to keep your family safe.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11. Now, here at the bus station, it's all part of what Homeland Security calls VIPER, for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response.
This way, us and our partners are ready to move in at a moment's notice.
Folks, it doesn't get any more Big Brother 1984 than this. But it's not going to be Big Brother. It literally is Big Sis when you're checking out, looking down on you, telling you to spy on people around you, injecting paranoia into the society. This is worse than those terror threat levels they had. And now the former head of Homeland Security, Ridge, has gone public saying they would issue those for political purposes.
A vigorous, some might say dramatic, discussion ensued. Ashcroft strongly urged an increase in the threat level and was supported by Rumsfeld. There was absolutely no support for that position within our department, that's Homeland Security. None. I wondered, is this about security or politics?
This is our nation turning into an East German Stasi society. And now the system doesn't care. I mean, Wired magazine, feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time with no warrants, completely illegal. They don't care. They're announcing it. The Wall Street Journal comes out and says, is your video game machine watching you? And goes on to admit that the new Microsoft Kinect system face scans you and has microphones on board and can identify everybody in your home. Our culture has been so conditioned to accept Big Brother that schools in Pennsylvania and other states come right out and say, yeah, the government-issued laptops that we give you, we're watching you at home when you're in bed. Make no mistake, this is the story of America's enslavement. If we will put up with this, we will go along with anything. And notice this is happening as the economy implodes. Law enforcement sent my office the Homeland Security and MIAC reports over a year and a half ago, where the government's internal documents admit 90-plus percent of Homeland Security funding is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. The big secret is this Homeland Security system is for the American people. And we had all better come together and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or it's over for our society. Again, it is not my opinion that Homeland Security is already on the streets of America. And now they've purchased hundreds of high-powered X-ray vans driving around looking through our walls and our cars. That's on record in Forbes. They've now purchased dozens of these huge 18-wheeler tractor trailers for football games and music events where Homeland Security is going to make you march through these. I mean, this is total takeover of society.
Under the Future Attribute Screening Technologies, or FAST program, the Department of Homeland Security is developing innovative physiological and behavioral screening technologies to streamline the screening process at security checkpoints. The mobility of the FAST demonstration laboratory allows security officials to quickly and efficiently establish security boundaries inside the screening mobile module.
All right.
A suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors.
You can watch the rest of the video. It's titled Walmart Invasion, Part of Larger DHS Takeover of America. And at the end, I talk about the fact that a boycott of Walmart is in order. Walmart, as I've told you for years, is an arm of Homeland Security. It is just like Microsoft. I mean, it is the government.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, if they can stick their hands down your pants and radiate you, they're going to put telescreens up and tell you to watch your neighbors and just acclimate everybody that this is the new freedom while the border stays wide open. If they can take the death benefits of the troops and announce they're going to cut their health care, They can take your bank account. They're just testing the waters right now. And we've got to get bold in the face of this government and realize just how criminal they are. They got a bunch of useful idiots working for them, but, they can go along with the corruption. I'm not going along with it. Now, if they can stick their hands down your pants, they're also going to try to start shutting down free speech. Because when you look at these Homeland Security videos on YouTube posted by Homeland Security on their channel, they're dumb enough to allow comments. No one agrees with them. Everyone. I'm talking 99%+ sees right through you. So you keep playing along that everybody loves Ceausescu, everybody loves Stalin, everybody loves Hitler. No, we don't like you. We know who you are, crooks. Okay? We're done. We're done. You've already, and look, the globalists know we're awake, so they just are robbing everything right now. They're trying to wreck this country as much as they can. Now, back to Julian Assange. Regardless of what you think of him, there's a lot of important stuff showing deception, lies, corruption, spying, destabilization in these cables. Sure, they represent the delusional views of the globalist. Sure, people in government are more brainwashed than any other group. So you're just seeing a reflection of that echo chamber. But the fact that it is confirmed that these women, especially one of them, are directly tied into the CIA. We've got an article up by Paul Watson detailing it from mainstream news sources today. The fact that we now learn, after months of the media implying since August that he's some type of rapist and molester, that he had consensual sex with them, but they're claiming he didn't use a condom. And it turns out one of them is a feminist who writes articles about how to basically set men up and get back at them and that all sex is rape. That's taught at almost all universities now. I mean, they take anything wholesome and good between a man and a woman who are married and turn it into something bad. And that's how sick this culture is, to divide us so men and women are isolated from each other so the globalists can corner us. Now, the first judge that got this stuff in August in Europe threw it out and literally laughed and said you had parties for him, you had parties for him after the supposed sex, and you're saying because he said, come on, honey, I don't want to wear a condom, and that is molestation and rape? I mean, if that's the case, I guess most people were not celibate until they got married. I guess most American men and women are rapists of some type. I mean, I hate to talk about subjects like this, but if you never wore a condom at one time, you're now a molester, okay? I mean, that's like people who are 18 who have a 17-year-old girlfriend and they go to prison for it for statutory rape. But then meanwhile, Dynecor and Halliburton can be caught running giant child kidnapping rings and they don't get in trouble even when there's congressional hearings about it. But Assange turned himself into Scotland Yard about 8 hours ago. He was then officially arrested. He's now in his court date right now, and they've denied bail. Julian Assange has been denied bail. Judge denies WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange bail. A British judge jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange today, ordering the leader of the secret spilling website behind bars as his organization's finances came under increasing pressure. So a lot of people I respect are saying this is a George Soros op and there are connections, but they're clearly then burning him and he was a useful dupe to them. And we've got to stand for him to be released. This is all trumped up. We have got to get this Lee Harvey Oswald they're trying to frame out of there before they drug him up or whatever they're going to do. I mean, this is incredible. And Aaron pointed out to me earlier, and I have the text of it and the Nixon tapes, but we have to cut the profanity out, where they tried this with Daniel Ellsberg saying he was a pervert, and turned out that wasn't true. So some of our guests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.